It is Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Thanks again to Matt Murphy, the mayor of Valparaiso, Indiana. They are open for business. Let's go to from Valpo to Wicker Park. On the phone with us is the beverage director of Bangers and Lace. It is Mike Van Meter. Mike, how are you guys surviving? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Well, I saw a posting today on social media about what you guys are doing. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah. So, we're Bangers and Lace. We're just located in Wicker Park off of Division Street in Ashland here on the corner. And, yeah, we're putting together, some picnic pandemic kits and, kind of offering the neighborhood a nice, safe curbside pickup service with these kits. And we're putting together some spent grain dog treats. We're grabbing grain from some of our local brewery friends and repurposing it and selling it to some of the families in the neighborhood, and just curating a couple little hustles here to keep us going during these times.
You guys have it's the front doors. It looks like it opens up at Bangers and Lace, the picture that was on social media today. And people are walking down the street. They might as well, the homemade dog treats, maybe have a drink. What do they do if they get a drink? Can they walk down the street with the drink? I was wondering about that. Or do they have to take it home?
At this point in time, we're taking everything to go for everyone. We'll see what happens here. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, there's some support behind the Illinois Liquor Commission and government getting behind doing cocktails to go that are pre-mixed and pre-batched, ready to drink. So,
right. Well, what have you heard on the inside? Have you heard that things are going to start opening up in the next 2-3 weeks? What have you heard?
It's a bit in the dark right now. We're taking it day by day and keeping our ear to the pavement, trying to figure out what's what, and basically trying to stay on trend and keep ahead of the curve, ready to keep going and keep business back to normal as soon as possible.
Boy, it's got to be tough for bars and restaurants because, first of all, you got to furlough all your people and you don't know if those people are going to come back, right?
Yeah. No, we have a very small, tight-knit staff that doesn't have much turnover, and it's definitely hard to not see their faces in here every day, for sure.
Well, tell us about the food and the drinks. Here's your platform right now. You need help with the carryout. Let's go. What do you got?
Yeah. So we've got a couple little hustles here going for us. We established a separate website for most of our to-go stuff, which is bangersandlace.square.site. That's S-I-T-E. So we have a couple little cool concepts going. One of them is a bottle shop that we have online. We're selling a bit of our whiskey collection and some more rare sought-after things that a lot of the more bourbon nerds and whatnot are going pretty wild for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we're doing our carry-out food through a food delivery platforms, Grubhub, Uber Eats, and DoorDash. So we're offering our full menu on there. And then the picnic pandemic kits that I was telling you about earlier, you can basically curate your own little picnic kit between sausages and hot dogs, and comes with some sides in a drink kit. And, you can call that in or go on the website there, and we can have that turned around for you within an hour, and you can take them home to your yard or a little balcony, what have you, and pop them on the grill and, have a nice little hangout there.
The picnic pandemic kit. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That is so great. And we're encouraging people, if it's, downtown, in your suburban area, anywhere, we're encouraging people to order it and pick it up so you guys get the full profit and you don't have to pay these delivery services.
Yeah, that's been a big thing that's been talked about in the news recently, and trying to avoid some of the third party apps and give the bars and restaurants that are keeping going during this hustle as much money as possible.
Right, and where are you from? Are you from Wisconsin by chance?
No, born and raised in Naperville, actually.
And that is so funny because it sounds like you have that Wisconsin accent a little bit.
Yeah, I've heard it before. I'm not sure where it comes from.
Mike Van Meter from Bangers and Lace. Give the website again, Mike.
It's bangersandlace.square.site.
And can they order the dog treats, too, the homemade dog treats, when they order food?
They can. It's a nice little add-on. It's supporting local breweries, and part of our proceeds go towards a rotating charity every month with the dog treats. It's 6 ounces for $8.
Love it. Thank you, Mike. Have a great Sunday. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. You as well. Thanks.
All right. Bangers and Lace in Wicker Park. These little guys need help, you know? They need it. And I saw that post today on social media, that homemade dog treats. Who's making those? I got to stop by and get some from my pooch. I have to do that.